When did the stair handrail become your new best friend? It's time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA approved, covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and we have Steve Burness on the line with us. Better Business Bureau, Steve. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm great. A lot of people having some issues in Portage, Indiana, and other places, Tinley Park. We had terrible weather, and I imagine there are a lot of scams relating to this.
There are, Wendy. It happens all the time. It's a perennial problem. These storm chasers go neighborhood to neighborhood. Even some of our bad businesses themselves go into those areas, you know, letting them know that they're great, that you could do anything, and they're asking for money up front and or substandard work as well. And the trouble, Wendy, is like doctors, great contractors are busy already anyway, and then you throw on a storm, they're not available. So that's why these scammers and bad businesses proliferate, because they just go into the neighborhood and it's like Halloween. They just keep throwing, you know, items at you with, like, you know, propaganda from the company that they're great and things of that nature. Because I experienced it in Naperville about 5 years ago. We had a bad storm as well. And it was like, oh, every 5 minutes the doorbell was ringing. It felt like it was Halloween again.
Oh, that's terrible. And, you know, you're kind of vulnerable at that point as you're sitting there looking at a tree in your roof or shingles that are off. And I think sometimes you get a little desperate. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, right?
Yeah, it's a matter of desperation that you need to get it fixed quickly. You know, you might have a, like you said, tree down or in your house or water, and you want to get things done quickly. Yes, you know, it is important to do your due diligence and check out these companies ahead of time, even though you're such an immediate need, because if you get scammed or bad business, it's going to take you a while to recover from that. So I'd rather you spend the time necessary to take care of the issue now and deal with a reputable contract. There's a lot of them out there. We talk about them all the time. Great businesses, but unfortunately, the bad actors ruin it for everybody.
Yep.
And consumers can go to Better Business Bureau. We have a referral agency. So if you want to find a business you can trust, go to our website and request a quote, get a quote rather, and you get a list of accredited businesses that you specifically need, maybe waterproofing or maybe tree service or landscaping or something like that. Just go to the BBB website. We've been doing this for over 100 years, Wendy, as you know.
Yep, BBB.org. All right, I want to talk about some scammy ads on social media. And I actually, there's a small boutique that I went to buy really expensive shoes. And I said, oh, will you honor this coupon I saw on Facebook? And the owner happened to be there, said, can I see your phone for a second? Looked at the phone and said, I'll give you the 40% discount, but we didn't put this up there. And I said, what? You don't have to honor it. She goes, no, you saw it. I will honor it. But somebody came in about 20 minutes ago and purchased something, and they wanted to get a receipt or something, and we have no record of that purchase. So it was someone scamming to be a business by offering 40% off. This is not good.
No, it's not good at all. And we hear this all the time, Wendy, especially major chains. Now, sometimes boutique stores like yourself, but a lot of times it's major organizations. And sometimes you got to click here to receive that allegedly gift certificate or coupon, and you got to put your personal information or email and anything like that. But it really hurts the small businesses, especially, like you said, the boutique you went into. They're honoring because they don't want to ruin their image. So you got people taking advantage of businesses and consumers at this time. They're just ruthless, these scammers. And again, today, any coupons, anything like that, make sure you call ahead of time. Not you, but anybody calls ahead of time just to get that information, make sure it's a valid coupon and stuff. Because people go buy things and they realize they can't use the coupon. It's a fake. And, you know, you ever see those ads where it says, complete this survey, you get a $50 gift certificate. Well, you never get the gift certificate. You just get the information to the scammer, who use it to their advantage to scam you in other ways.
Well, and this company was so great because she's like, I'm glad you came in to purchase these shoes, because, you know, now I'm aware of it. And I told her to go to BBB.org and report it. And I got a great pair of shoes for 40% off. So,
well, that's great. Yeah.
I felt guilty, though. I'll be honest with you, Steve. I felt a little guilty. About a minute left. What about some, you know, we're all scraping the bottom to come up with gas money and grocery money, but now there are scams involving that?
It never ends. As you know, people are down on their luck and need much money as they can and try to cut their budgets as much. And now these scammers are sending a coupon or saying that they have help you with groceries and gas and reduced prices. But then you do call up, they ask for a service charge, or they ask for your credit card information because you got to pay something. Or sometimes they just ask you for your numbers directly. And basically, they're scammers, but they're using the economy that everybody's, you know, wants discounts or wants, you know, cheaper gas, and they're sending this information to everybody. Again, Wendy, we talk about this for so many years. The only way to put scammers out of business is not to give them business. If you see a scam, report it to the Better Business Bureau. Call us first before doing it, not after. My frustration, as I said, Wendy, my 39-year career has been consumers calling us after, did all the homework after. Oh, yeah, we've been scammed by this company because of XYZ. Well, you should have done that before and you wouldn't have lost any money or your credit or your identity.
Steve Burness, president and CEO of BBB.org. You didn't say it today. You got to give it to me.
The tip-off to the rip-off, Wendy.
All right, take a drink. All right, Steve, great to talk to you. Thank you for looking out for our best interests. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Wendy. Have a great day.
You as well.